Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it took until a month after Election Day, but Nassau County Executive Tom Suozzi has now been defeated in his bid for a third term, putting the county back in Republican hands. The county legislature flipped too. 4 years ago, Suozzi was reelected easily by over a 20% margin and ran for the Democratic nomination for governor against Elliot Spitzer in 2006, as you may remember. So what does it mean that this up-and-comer has been brought down? What does it mean that Nassau County, Westchester County, and the state of New Jersey all flipped from Democratic to Republican executives in this election year? Tom Suozzi joins us now. Welcome back to WNYC, and my sympathies on your loss.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me on the show.
How do you begin the postmortem? What happened?
Well, I think that the public's in a bad mood. I think that they're very, very uncertain about the future, and they're concerned. And very few people turned up to vote anywhere in any of these elections this year. And the people that did turn out are in a bad mood, and they voted for change. And, you know, very few people even knew who my opponent was, quite frankly. My poll numbers showed me winning comfortably, but that obviously is not the case. I lost by 386 votes.
And out of how many cast?
250,000, which is a remarkably low turnout. There was 310,000 in 2005. It was 370,000 or so in 2001. So it's just a very low turnout.
Boy, that kind of margin, you could basically flip a coin at the end of it, right?
Oh, yeah, it's less than point something percent.
Did you consider going further with a challenge after the recount?
Yeah, but, you know, I didn't want to be, I didn't think it was fair to the people, and I didn't think it was fair to Mangano, who was looking likely that he would win, that we wouldn't have a transition, and it would kind of be sour grapes type of thing. So then I had a lot of friends of mine, a lot of Democratic supporters that wanted to do that, very well-intentioned, but I just didn't think it made sense in this context.
The way you portrayed why you lost, if I heard you correctly, you made it sound like very few people turned out anyway, so maybe the majority of people in Nassau County don't really prefer Mangano over you. And those who did turn out to vote had this amorphous anger, and they wanted to express anger, period, and they wanted change, period. But that's a very amorphous description of why people voted against you. Conservatives are portraying this as part of a tax revolt in the New York suburbs as well as elsewhere. How much do you accept that analysis?
There absolutely is a tax revolt. The only issue I take with them is that I'm one of the leaders of the property tax revolt. I'm the one who's been talking about the problems with property taxes my entire elected official career. I was appointed by Spitzer, even, to be the New York State chairman of the New York State Commission on Property Tax Relief. So there is a property tax revolt that's taking place on the suburbs in upstate New York. I think it'll come to New York City over time, but they don't have a property tax problem as much because they have an income tax. But I also think that there's just the public's numb. Arthur Schlesinger wrote a book back in the 80s called Cycles in American History and talked about how we swing from self-interest, which is often more conservative, to public interest, which is often more liberal, and back to conservatism, self-interest, over a 30-year period, the 20s, the 50s, the 80s, and now 2010. And it's exacerbated by the fact that we've gone through these massive public interests over the past decade, or the past 8 years, certainly, here in the United States of America, which contributes to a national psyche. Between September 11, 2001, Iraq and Afghanistan, the recession, and even Obama's entire presidential campaign last year, when everybody's been involved in this national conversation, it's exhausting, it's tiring, it takes a lot out of you, and it causes people over time to withdraw back into their self-interest.
But maybe the cycles are getting tighter because we aren't, I thought we were in the middle of a big cycle away from, you know, a dozen years of Republican rule in Washington to this historic shift to the more liberal side of the Schlesinger cycle in the 2006 and 2008 elections. And here it is just a year later, and we have this kind of Republican sweep in the New York suburbs.
It's not just Democrat-Republican, I don't think. I think it's more about the mood of the public. I think the public was very much interested in a national conversation when September 11th, 2001 came, and they were ripe to do something. Unfortunately, the leadership wasn't in tune with that and just asked us to go shopping instead of calling us to some great noble cause. And we may have squandered an opportunity to get the public while they were ready to do something of moment. And now when we have leadership that is calling us to do things dramatic in the public interest, President Obama, health care, different things of that type to change our country, the public's not in the mood because they're numb. They're exhausted of all the things that have been going on, and they're saying they're just more worried about themselves and their families. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about their futures.
So,
and they say, just do something already. Just do it. Just fix it already.
Listeners, we have time for a few phone calls for Thomas Suozzi, not to pile on here or make this ugly in any way. But if you voted for Suozzi in 2005, 2001, but voted against him last month, give us a call and tell us why you shifted. If you're one of those people who actually did turn out to vote for Nassau County Executive at the beginning of November and you used to support Suozzi and then you voted against him, call up and say why. Is his analysis reflective of what went through your own decision-making process? Nassau listeners, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Call us right up. We'll put you right on. You wanted to say?
I think that that'll be helpful, you know, and interesting and maybe painful to listen to those callers call in. But, I mean, just the numbers themselves, when looking at them, show that there's this dramatically low turnout. And the Republican candidate got the exact same votes that they got back in 2005. In the same neighborhoods, in the same numbers. And it's really the Republican base. Democrats simply did not turn out. There was dramatically lower turnout in all the Democratic areas.
How do you explain that?
I think it's a combination of the public being numb, and I think it's a combination of everybody thinking it was a boring race and Suozzi was a shoo-in and we didn't need to show up. And the people that did show up were just angry. Have been angry for a while.
Now, since the election, the Democrats in the county legislature in their lame duck session, because the Republicans will take over there too, the Democrats have worked to repeal the 2.5% sales tax on home energy that was imposed earlier this year. How much do you think the energy tax was a mistake?
Well, I think that the energy tax was essential to balance the county's budget. The county's budget is balanced for 2010 right now. If you repeal the energy tax, it will be unbalanced, and it will not be able to be balanced unless some dramatic decisions are made that I don't think anybody's suggested what those decisions are. I would have done it myself if I could have. I would love to get rid of the energy tax myself, but it would be completely irresponsible and send Nassau County back to the bad old days. It's the same sales tax that they have in New York City, that they have in Westchester, that they have in Suffolk. Nassau County had avoided doing it for a decade, but when we hit the worst national crisis in our economy in decades, it had to be imposed, in addition to reducing our workforce to the smallest in 30 years, consolidating a bunch of departments and a whole bunch of other things we did to balance the budget. County's budget is balanced right now. We have our highest bond rating we've had in 15 years. We were just this past week and a half reaffirmed as stable by Moody's and Standard & Poor's and Fitch. This repeal of the energy tax by the Democrats and the Republicans in the legislature, or some of the Democrats and all of the Republicans in the legislature, and what my opponent wants to do, will put us out of balance.
All right. A warning from the outgoing county executive, Tom Suozzi, on the repeal of the county energy tax. And let's talk to one of those voters, John in Freeport. You're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I voted for Tom the first two times, and the third time I voted against him.
Because?
Because a lot of bad press, one being negotiations with the police department, putting the GPS on their cars. Another one was giving the county employees that raise in this bad economic times. And, I mean, it just seemed like one thing after another.
Are you a police officer?
No, I'm not. And I'm a truck driver.
Uh-huh. So
the energy tax and everything else, I mean, I live paycheck to paycheck.
Well, listen, John, I wish I could have talked to you personally during the course of the campaign, but the reality is that Nassau County's kept its spending below the rate of inflation the entire time that I've been in office. We have one of the lowest spending increases of any place around the entire New York metropolitan area. The county property taxes have gone from 23% of the overall bill down to 16% of the overall bill. And putting the GPS on the cars to monitor what different people are doing is a way of trying to make sure that we're getting productivity from the employees. And as far as the union contracts goes, you know, I don't know if you're complaining that they're too high or they're too low, but, I mean, the unions have battled with me for years, and I've battled with them because I've demanded that they have to keep their spending in control.
I agree with that.
They've given some of the lowest raises anywhere in the region, and the workforce is the smallest it's been in 30 years.
John, you can get a last lick in here. Go ahead.
I think the red light cameras, I think that's what pushed you over the edge. I think that last bad press is what did it for you.
Yeah, well, the red light cameras are, you know, something they haven't had in New York City for years, and it's a way to generate revenue for the county and still make driving more safe in Nassau County.
That's cameras seeing who runs red lights and then ticketing them?
Yep.
Caroline in Great Neck, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, yeah, pretty much the same thing. No matter where it's coming from, it's still more money to spend, specifically the energy tax. I'm retired. Limited income, and it's hard for things to keep going up. And I didn't like the traffic things either, because from what I was reading, a lot of the people that are just gliding through like a yellow light get ticketed.
Okay, that's illegal. I mean, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to. You have to. Whether you're gliding through a yellow light, you can't get a ticket. I mean, people were complaining not about that, Carol. They were complaining about that they didn't stop at the red before making the right on red,
yeah.
And that's illegal, and people got tickets for that.
Caroline, thank you. Ted in Mineola, caught between a rock and a hard place, it sounds like. Hi, Ted.
Hey, good morning. I've voted in every election since I was 18 years old. That's 20 years ago, and I elected not to vote for Mr. Suozzi, nor did I vote for Mangano. I felt that the way things are going in terms of Nassau County's solvency, or, you know, semi-solvency, I couldn't reward Mr. Suozzi with a vote, but I also don't agree with the whole tax revolt concept in a lot of ways, because I know that our taxes do give us a lot where I live in Mineola, but I didn't feel like I could endorse Mr. Suozzi for another term.
So, Ted, do you have any third way to fiscal solvency other than with taxes?
I wish I did. I think that taxes are essential. It's what makes government work. I think that we can probably do a better job of spending it and allocating it and probably looking at the ways in which it's wasted. I think that our money mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily always go mm-hmm. to programs
So on the spending side. Mr. Suozzi, here is some sympathy. I assume it's sympathy and not schadenfreude from the mayor of Plandome calling in. Diana, what's your last name? I'm sorry.
Hi, Brian. This is Diana Miranda. I'm actually the mayor of Plandome Heights. It's the
Plandome Heights.
It's the pauper section of the Plandome.
Thank you for calling, Mayor. You know each other?
Tom Suozzi has been county executive during the time that I've been mayor and also trustee of my village. It's an incorporated village. And I did want to thank the county executive for his service over these many years. And, for example, the leadership he took during the tremendous fiscal crisis earlier this year when there was pretty much no chance of balancing a budget, yet he miraculously put people together, did a slash and burn, got people to give up,
mm-hmm.
And he made it work. Now, one of the things that I am both grateful for his tenure and nervous about the future administration is the relief to the villages. The incorporated villages, the county executive was able to restore aid to us. It's a small part of the sales tax. We're not entitled to it, but he reinstated it for us. I don't know, especially given the relief of the tax, the energy tax getting reinstated, getting repealed. I don't know that we'll be still getting that in the future.
Right. I think his
analysis about the election was correct.
Okay.
I happen also to be a polling inspector for a stronghold within Manhasset called Strathmore. And the people who came out were all basically aggravated about the situation, even though it had nothing to do with the county executive.
All right. The mayor, thank you very much. Mayor of Plandome Heights, Little Neck, Great Neck, Plandome, and Port Washington, if you live on that Long Island Railroad line. Tom Suozzi, before you go, I know you've been a big advocate of the state taking over Medicaid and other ways to relieve the burden of unfunded mandates on the counties. So can I get your quick take on the dispute between Governor Patterson and the legislature on the deficit? The governor is getting ready to unilaterally cut aid to localities because the legislature won't do it. Who's on the right side there?
Well, I think that the state is really in a lot of trouble. I think that we have a dysfunctional government, as we've been talking about for years, and the reality is that people are not accountable to the public. And I think one good thing that can come from my loss is that a lot of politicians are saying if Suozzi could lose, and he's been the one trying to lead the property tax revolt issue and the state mandate issue, if Suozzi can lose, we better wake up because we're all going to have a chance of losing. I was well ahead in the polls before this race. It was really a surprise that I lost based upon the polling information. And I think it may force some action by some of our elected officials. We have a serious deficit. This is a different time than we've had in history. And things have to be cut dramatically. And a lot of local governments can't cut things because of the state mandates. The state has to wake up to that reality and start changing some of the laws that exist in our state.
We have about 20 seconds left. What's next for you personally? I read that you still have a big campaign war chest.
I'm not going to be running for office in any time in the near future that I can imagine. And I'm going to spend some time with my family over the holidays, get done with the transition here, and try and help Mr. Mangano as he takes over the reins of the county government, and then figure out what to do with the next step of my life.
All right. Well, good luck, and we always appreciate you coming on the show and talking issues and talking public policy, and we'll continue to talk.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay tuned.